You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Once again, it's New York's Pop Stars Radio Talk Program. We got Yankees, Giants coming up in the hour. Remember, 866-1770. You want to talk about the Mets? What's going on with Johan Santana? Coming up in the hour.
All right, we're here.
I cannot not do that.
We are doing a special YKW, dude. I am wearing an eye patch. This is not Halloween.
Somebody jizzed in his eye.
Somebody lost their humor in Miami. What are you, fucking Cuban fucking comedian now?
Come on, Giannis. You should have led with, he's clearly the mayor of a post-apocalyptic city.
Yeah, that's better.
That's Giannis.
That's better.
Yeah. Like a Waterworld pirate.
Exactly. That's fucking Giannis.
He looks like he terrorizes people.
I'm network approved now. I gotta go through standards and practices before I say anything.
I thought Giannis moved.
I did.
He's right here.
I'm back just for a weekend.
I got all of my favorites on tonight. I got Kurt Metzger. I got Dan Soda. I got Giannis Papas straight from fucking Cuba. And I got Kelly Festuga.
Buenvenidos.
Yeah. Hola, hola, hola. Mi nombre es Giannis Papas.
And I know all you guys are saying is, Kelly's your favorite? No, I lied because she's sitting next to me. No, I'm kidding. She's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
There's a lot of 5 o'clock shadows in this room.
Yeah. Well, two of them.
I'm going to do my hour with this amount of shadow.
Are you really?
Should I not do it?
No, do it. Yeah.
Leave the scruff.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shaved would look weird.
It does.
Plus
look
your
weird.
Your eyebrows stick out way too much.
Let's have a look.
Yeah, that kind of fades it into your chest hair.
Yeah, Kurt's the only dude who can compete with me in the eyebrow area.
Wow, you really did lose your mojo. What the fuck happened? This is the name of the podcast. What the fuck happened to Giannis? We literally have signs around. People have mailed in signs. That's how funny you are on this show.
I've been up since 4 in the morning.
Dude, I have one
not
eye.
Writing jokes.
I have one eye. I have a 4-month-old baby. I just moved. I'm trying to sell, and I'm trying to buy a house. Fuck you, and I've been up since 1 o'clock a.m.
I had to rehearse for 2 hours today.
Guys, we had a call time of super early. I had to get up for my shake.
He's acting like we don't know how television goes. You fucking show up early, sit in your dressing room, take a 2.5-hour nap.
I was in makeup for 10 minutes.
Yeah, then you fucking, you're on your iPod watch 3 episodes of Psych. They call you in for 20 minutes and then they do a 19-hour camera fucking setup.
You like Psych?
I do.
Oh.
I'm over here. Fucking stoner. What the fuck? You're like my deaf dog. Fucking make a noise and he runs that way.
I thought you were talking about what Giannis does. I didn't realize you meant that was your experience.
I was, but it's my experience. It wasn't my experience, actually. Yeah, I mean, like, so here he is. Giannis, you're back.
Yeah, man. And thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. It means a lot to me.
I mean, I wouldn't, look, other than any other time, I'd be like, yeah, no problem at all. But the fact is, I'm going to take that because I have one eye.
Yeah.
Okay? I have one fucking eye. I scratched my cornea today.
How?
Well, it's a long story. Actually, it happened almost 13 years ago. I'm sitting in my puppy, Kelby, who you guys know, some of you, which is my last name and my wife's last name, Kelly and Weatherby.
Oh,
Kelby.
God.
We,
Kurt, calm down.
That was so bad. You guys like got so angry, you didn't even say anything mean.
Looked away.
I was like, choked with rage when you told me. I couldn't even get the words out.
I just imagine you guys Eskimo kissed after you came up with that name. You're like, but, I'm going to call it Kelby. Come here.
What was your dog's name, Giannis?
Gilda and Carlin.
Why Gilda
Fuck
Rabbit?
You. I'm just mad at people's dog names.
That's Kurt's pet peeve.
And Jesse Mays was Fozzie Bear. We had three.
What's Fozzie Bear?
Fozzie Bear was a little chihuahua.
You never mention her name on the show again. You understand me?
Absolutely.
It's the name. It's like, what's that
Voldemort.
Thing? Yeah, Voldemort.
Voldemort. With more
why?
Act, with
why?
More
why
act
can't
outs?
You mention the name?
Well, they used to go out.
Yeah.
They used to date.
Oh, is she the one on Girl Code?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And there you go.
And it hurts again.
Did you just break up?
I think it's been like 2 months. Two, yeah. Two.
Whatever, dude. Yeah. Find somebody else. Yeah. Piece of shit.
Wow. All right. Well.
It's so easy.
It's so easy to what? Fall in love.
Yeah, just move on.
Yeah.
It's so fucking easy, dude.
Yeah,
well, it's not that easy, Kurt. When we're fucking, he's connected as a human being. You're disconnected like a serial killer. You smoke weed like it's cigarettes.
Let me get what I'm getting at. Is she seeing anyone right
now?
I
don't know.
And would you mind?
I don't know.
Want to come to you as a dude?
If I
do you think
had
she
a
could...
life and a dog with her. We named the dog fucking
do
Belusker.
Think, do you think she could?
Did that hurt? Little Palutsker was on Facebook.
Is me laughing with a patch on my eye funnier?
Yeah. It just seems like something really bad happened to James Bond. Whenever you laugh like that. The head back.
That was a fucking great one.
Oh, Mr. Bond.
I should have a white cat.
Yeah.
Bobby should be laughing in front of a big globe right now.
You're making my eye hurt. It's tearing up, you cocksuckers.
God.
Well,
you're always injured.
Well, Jesus Christ.
They called me Mr. Glass.
He's always injured, almost choking on food, almost dying.
Dude, what happened was I had a piece of chicken. I blew out my fucking femur.
Well, really, I'll tell you what happened. I had my little puppy, and he was very, you know, he ran and he chased shit. And I threw a ball, and I had it by my face, and I had, you know, afghans, the blankets that your grandma knits?
No, the fucking Middle Eastern civilian. Where's that?
Wow. No, that was a flat tire.
Was it?
Yeah, that was a flat
tire. Yeah, sure.
Go ahead and untie this kerchief for sugar.
Yeah. I like that he calls it a kerchief.
Like, oh, he's old school.
What is this called? What
a
is
bandana.
The bomb bandana.
It's the bomb bandana.
It's called a Big J necktie.
It's called a Big J accoutrement.
It's like, oh, Jay, special occasion to bust that out?
Are we going to get sleeves? Are there sleeves in there?
White trash son of a bitch.
He really is. You give that cocksucker a chain wallet and a bandana, he's set for the fucking Grammys.
He's ready for a wedding, a funeral, a gun.
So
fucking barbecue, all three of us.
So I'm sitting there with the dog on my chest, and I mean the toy on my chest, and the dog's running back and forth, and he ran at me, and I pulled the blanket up. And he ran into my eye and pushed the blanket. That fucking yarn, you know what I mean? And it scratched my corn. I couldn't see for days.
Oh.
And it never healed.
Did he apologize?
And, no, he didn't.
Shouldn't you go to the doctor for that, man? Scratch cornea can be very dangerous.
So I went to the doctor, and, you know, look.
You think Bobby just bought his own eye patch?
I did.
So maybe you went
Kelly went to Duane Reade.
You had Kelly buy you an eye patch?
Yeah.
They sell him at Duane Reade?
Australians, yeah.
So, whatever. It happened years ago. Yeah. And then for the next couple of years, it would reoccur. Like, it would just happen. And now, in the last year, I don't know what happened. If I sleep on this is fucking weird, and I have to call Dr. Steve and figure it out because I don't know what it is, but I'll sleep on this side, and it's like my eye dries up, and when I open it, it rips.
Oh!
It rips the...
No!
So it like starts tearing. Can I have a napkin? Because my nose starts running, and I start tearing, and I can't see out of the eye. And today, I was at my old apartment, and, you know, I'm fixing stuff. And this is why I love fucking the internet. My sink is broken in the old place. Okay?
Yeah.
I go on YouTube. There's some fucking wretched old white guy with a wrench. And he's like, today we're going to learn how to fix a sink in 90 seconds or whatever. Then he tells me what to get. I go down to the fucking the hardware store. I buy the shit. I get all the tools. It's $60. I go back in. I take out the sink. I put a new one in. I repair the fucking thing, and it's insane. But it doesn't teach you, you know, that shit's going to fall into your eye as you're under the sink. So be careful and wear safety glasses. Yeah. And a piece of putty with a piece of plastic fell into my eye.
You're good at fixing stuff. You like that, right? You like technology, you like figuring stuff out.
I like, and this is one thing that my real father said to me once. He goes, he's an engineer, and he was in Vietnam, and he came back a drug addict and all fucked up. And he, you know, I was just like, Jesus Christ, you got this great job as an engineer. He goes, yeah, I've always loved ripping shit apart and fixing it and putting it back together. And I have that trait from him, right, which is weird.
Yeah. Except yours is for... Ah, never mind.
Wow. Damn it. I'm literally just talking and talking, and I'm throwing softballs up for you.
I
assholes.
Know. I
and
you guys, too soft.
You're too stoned. You're too tired, no. And you're too fucking
my
famous
senses
now.
Numb. Yeah.
I was gonna say you like to rip apart donuts.
I was just
like,
enjoying
that. You know, it's not good.
Yeah, and I was enjoying hearing about your real father.
Yeah, I didn't even know you had one.
Jesus Christ!
I seriously didn't know there was
what
a
do you
real
think
one.
I fucking they. I'm a laboratory thing.
No, I thought you. Just
that I can't. If you want to write a joke
can
for that,
tell you
Kurt?
Something. Just bald with an eye patch, it leads you to all kinds of like experimental conclusions. Yeah.
What do you mean,
science?
Yeah, you just look like sci-fi right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You like, all this technology. Yeah. Around
you look like the patch? End of the world.
So you think that
robots are a lot like humans?
Skynet
welcome
aware.
To my podcast. Yeah. We're going to be discussing black holes and neutrons.
Welcome to the Villainy Hour with Robert Kelly.
Today we're
going to be speaking about villainy.
You look like the maitre d' at an S&M dungeon.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Would you like the ass whipping or ball stomping?
Would you like a nail through your scrotum?
You look like the guy in Hostel that throws the limbs away in the furnace.
Bobby's a union guy in a horror film.
So anyways, today it fell into my eye and it was fucked up all day. So bad at dinner, like we were fucking walking, we had opened up a bank, all this shit you have to do when you buy when you sell an apartment, there's it's so much shit you have to do. It's fucking crazy. And to have a 4-month-year-old baby with you when you're doing this is literally mind crushing. Anxiety.
Because
and
the baby doesn't know about rates. It doesn't know what it's sell for. Mm-mm. It's probably got to be a little. There it is.
But is it...
Just tighten it.
I love when a joke bombs so bad that they actually try to make it like they're serious. Like, no. I mean, they really don't know about rates.
It's like a real thing. Baby realtors are becoming a new popular.
You know what? I do that with. Fuck, what's the guy?
Can you turn that camera, please? Go back to him,
yep.
Giannis.
And Giannis, huh? Can you pull your...
turn that camera, Kelly, please.
You mean this way?
No, yeah, right there. Yeah. Right there, dude. Oh, that's okay. It.
Giannis knows about camera work.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm blanking on his name.
You guys want me on the 3-shot, or are we going to go on the single?
Boom.
Are we in the jib? Are we in the jib?
Kurt, hey, don't be racist.
Who's the guy? You know him.
Kevin
guy,
Bacon.
No, he looks like Phil Spector.
Michael J. Fox.
He's the guy from Comic Strip.
He hangs out in comedy.
Al Pacino.
I know the guy.
Jeff Gurian.
Jeff Gurian. Yeah.
Jeff Gurian.
Fuck you. I got it.
No, you did.
But you said it like Gurian. You got it.
I know I did.
You really stepped up. Hang on, we fucking pothead.
Yeah. I did. I'm sorry about that.
Go
you
ahead.
Did nail it.
Go ahead,
you're
Kurt.
You're the ones getting distracted with this shit.
Oh, you're right. Go ahead. I really did yell at him. He had a train of thought, and I yelled at him, and we're just going back and forth like potheads, and he's the only one with an actual thought here.
But
go ahead.
He'll try to tell you jokes, and I didn't know where it was coming from. Like, I thought we were just talking normal, and he'll start telling you, like, just an awful... And it makes no sense. It's the most abstract, bizarre shit, and I just pretend like he's saying a serious comment to me. Like, I don't acknowledge that as a joke. I go, yeah, well, that's very interesting. I think I read something about that recently. I just had to flex right out of it.
Black people would be... Women be shopping. That is true. I think I think
the economy does actually need stimulus.
So anyways, this stuff fell in my eye, and now all day long we had to leave dinner early. Now we're up in the suburbs now, so it's, you know, it's at night, it's quiet, it's relaxing. I got Vios today, which is fucking insane. I've had Time Warner Cable. If you have Time Warner Cable,
which I do,
you
I have it also.
Are fucking dumb.
Okay. What do you have?
Fios is amazing.
Why?
The internet Okay, people don't know this. There's upload and download, okay? Download is usually way faster than the upload speeds, okay? So here at the studio, the reason why we have a problem doing live video is because the upload and download is too low. Time Warner.
Yeah.
Okay? So you here it's literally 1.5 download and under 1 upload, which is ridiculous.
But now you're on that Fios shit.
I'm on 80 download, 50 upload.
What?
You heard me, sucker.
What?
80 download, 50 upload.
Oh, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
That means...
Well, I'm watching my internet with two eyes, so I've got things going on in my life.
Kelly, could you laugh into the mic louder?
Wow.
Could you...
Can I just say...
Love Kurt.
This story is not nearly as exciting as an eye patch would lead you to believe. I bet there's a great story behind that eye patch.
And you know what it
is? It involves Fios, first of all.
And Putty.
And
Putty.
Going to the bank with my family. Oh, not a...
But here's the thing. I'm in the bank today with this girl, and her name's Boston, which turned me on for some reason. Like, physically, she didn't turn me on, but her name being Boston, I just wanted to fuck Boston.
That's disgusting.
You know,
I just wanted
to trash. Take it in the ass. That's why.
Yeah, I just wanted to.
I can answer that right now. Sounds like anal trash from New England. What won't you do, Boston?
She's. First of all,
I won't bang a black guy. That's.
I got fucking.
That's where I draw the fucking line.
I got three fucking rules. Don't spit in my mouth.
Always drink Dunkin' Donuts instead of Starbucks.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee's
and
the fucking
no
best.
Fucking black guys.
And if you're fucking black, you better cross the street. And fucking Bobby Orr was the best hockey player of all time.
Next to fucking yeah. Cam Neely.
Are you gonna fucking let this pussy cool off, or are you gonna fuck it?
It's Boston pussy.
Hey, it's Boston pussy.
She's actually downstairs at the show right now. So.
Oh, really? Is
she? Anyways. Oh. So, Bert, would you like a beer or something?
He's called you Bert.
I
hey,
mean,
Bert.
Kurt, sorry.
No, just
Bert.
Water will be fine for me.
Oh, hey, Bert.
So, anyways, I'm in there. My eyes tearing up. I got putty, you know, plumber's putty all over. I look like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
And my wife is there. She's beautiful. She got a 4-month-old beautiful baby. And I'm like, listen, honey, I know like I look like I just kidnapped this family and I'm forcing them to open up a bank account. But I'm legit. And then we go home. We go to a restaurant. We go to Babies R Us. All this shit. I gotta go home early because my eyes, I can't see. It's tearing up. And then I got this podcast. I went to bed for a while. It felt better, but I got up too early. And sometimes I go to sleep and it will just be fine.
When
it
did
will...
you talk to the doctor?
Huh?
When did you talk to the doctor about it?
I did not talk to the doctor.
I think you really...
I didn't talk. I went to the doctor like 4 months ago about the same thing, and it's a surgery I have to get again, and I just don't have fucking time right now.
I think you should make some time
to go in.
Probably should
thing
make
that
some time.
Really
for that.
Get fucked up and you drop some sink shit in your fucking in the wound. You gotta see a doc.
Yeah.
And
you can't see out of the eye at all right now, right?
I don't know, I have a patch on.
I know, but before
well,
you had
you.
The patch on.
I got you there.
It did. Touché. But before you had it on, you can't see out of it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It feels better with the patch. You know, it just keeps it... I don't know. It feels better with it on, so I'm leaving it on. Look, I'm fucked right now. I gotta fly tomorrow. I got shows tomorrow. I got shows Friday.
Dude, you cannot drive home like that. Are you driving home?
I gotta. What do I got? I got
one
no
eye.
I got no. Yeah, you can drive with one eye. How the fuck do you think the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D. flew a fucking flying a fucking
what's that
ship?
What's that about that made up character?
Yeah, you're talking about a fictional show.
Yeah, but in life, if that was real, he'd...
Nick Fury?
Yeah. Nick Fury. They-
You know, there's a thing called depth perception.
Yeah, you shouldn't be driving one eye.
Well, what the fuck what am I going to do? Walk home?
Have Kelly fucking...
Have Kelly drive you home.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not having her drive. She's Australian.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Like a one-eyed American anyways.
So, yeah, we don't go... We stay... We don't go roads, what?
Do you guys drive on the other side of the street or no?
Yeah, we do.
You do, right?
Yeah.
Just to hear her up and... It's so quiet up there just to hear her fucking mushing around in the middle of the night trying to... I gotta smoke a cigarette, mate. I fucking...
What?
I don't know. Anyway, so that's why I have this patch on and I will have it on and I will go to a doctor. Hopefully Monday. Maybe I'll, if it gets worse, if it's not better by tomorrow, I'll go in Atlanta tomorrow afternoon when I get there and fucking so on and so forth. But I'm hoping tonight I go to bed. That's why, you know, right after this, I'm out, Kelly. You're cleaning up. I'm going to the car. I'm driving the fuck home and shutting my eyes.
Oh, God. I hope nothing bad happens.
I hope. Well, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
If it was just a...
that's great. You fucking die, it'll be on me. I'll feel bad about it.
Well, you should.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you feel bad if I die.
No, I'll just be like, that was a stupid move.
Look, I don't want to feel anything if you die.
If you die, I just...
Don't put that on me.
Don't put that on me. I don't want to feel.
Well, I'm glad you're back, Giannis.
I'm glad to be back, man.
You went to Miami.
Yeah. I've been there for over a month. It feels weird to be back in New York City.
You're tan. You're skinny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you lost weight. How did you lose the weight?
Just social pressure. First of all, breakup's good for weight loss. Nobody ever talks about that as a weight loss plan.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
I use it all the time.
You try to eat and there's just a knot in your stomach.
Yeah.
And you just like take one piece of salad.
I usually have a knot in my stomach. It's a pretzel knot. Yeah. That was a fat joke in reverse.
Yeah. Now put your hanky up to your face.
And you just can't get away with it. You just can't get away with a New York body in Miami. You just can't get away with it.
What does that mean?
Just means a New York body. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, just like fucking a flabby,
living
soft
in an apartment.
Body.
Yeah, yeah, come out at night.
Yeah.
Don't do daytime things.
Eat
bagels.
Yeah, exactly. No day. Miami's all daytime, all sunshine. People wear very little clothing. You got to kind of get in shape.
But then also they have, because there's all these hot girls, there is like a real fucked up pussy economy. Like, I don't know why a hot girl would move to Miami, because you're just like fucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you do have to fuck a guy with New York body there at some point, because there's not enough dudes.
Yeah. Not.
Or a Cuban.
No. Believe me, the people down there are dumb as shit.
The Spanish guys
are a superficial town. It really is.
Cubans, Spanish people don't have abs. Can we just get that out?
Great shoulders. They got baseball shoulders, but no. good throwing shoulders. Yeah, get me off this fucking island shoulders.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Swimming shoulders.
Nobody works down there.
But inner tube
stomachs. They're all like party promoters.
What do you mean?
What do you do for a living? I'm a party promoter, bro.
Why don't you come by, bro?
I'm a party promoter, bro. It's my friend. He's a party promoter. We're all party promoters, bro.
You like champagne?
Do you notice? Is it because there's all these like young hot chicks? And then there's crazy drop off where like they all have the same bodies, but like their heads get crazier and crazier looking because they're personally being fucking deformed by a doctor every fucking 6 months.
So like, much fucking plastic surgery. The worst is you'll see like some, you'll see a lot of like 65-year-old Latin women still holding on. You know that? Like
it's like a comb over of your face.
Yeah.
That's
just like got high heels on at the gym, still trying to be visible.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question that everybody wants to know. How hot are the trannies down there?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
You know what? Boom. I might have been looking at trannies I didn't even know, which is the mark of a good tranny.
That's a mark of a good tranny. It is.
I had no idea.
That and a fucking 9-inch uncut.
Yeah. It's a tube of steak.
You want to talk about the mark of a fucking good tranny? Look on my back.
What?
I haven't seen any trannies down there.
I'll take that bandana from you. Fucking throw that down.
That in your
I'll just wrap
mouth.
I'll wrap it around my other eye. So, I mean, now you do it. Let's explain. Asshole. I got one eye. You threw it at my fucking head.
And you think you're going to be able to drive? You can't even catch a bandana.
Well, I'm not going
to
be catching shit while I drive.
You've got a whole nother side of the fucking road you can't
see. I'll drive on the right side with my good eye.
Right.
The right lane, I'll stay in. I'll hit a deer. Who cares?
It's all matching up.
Listen, what I'm saying to you is you come down there, you move down there. Now, originally, you decided not to go down there. You decided to stay, and then you changed your mind, and now you're on this TV, this new network called...
Fusion.
And is it a Spanish TV station?
No.
What is it?
It's ABC and Univision joint venture, and it's aimed at millennials. And they're winking at Latins.
What the fuck does that mean?
What is that?
Wait, mulattoes?
Yeah, I was going to say, is that like mulattoes?
No.
Is that not black and not white?
Millennials are anyone born after 1980.
Oh, yeah, Univision, though, that's something I don't necessarily watch unless I'm doing my laundry.
And it's on in the laundromat?
So, yeah.
Well, you're actually
on a road gig with Eric Rivera.
Unless
Univision's one of the biggest networks in the country.
Yeah, we get it. Soccer's
the
biggest sport.
The country's
going
to hell. We get it.
Yeah, we understand.
It's changing. Does your show
follow the guy in the bumblebee costume?
No.
Is your show on after Wayne Brady's show?
Our show's on in only like fucking five homes. Nobody's gonna be. It's 20 million homes. But Fios gets it. You'll be able to watch it. No, Verizon Fios gets.
I'm gonna I can watch you in cable.
Fios, right. Cable.
Punto, punto, cinco nueve.
So I don't understand. You say it's not a Spanish thing, but it seems like a it's Spanish, right?
It's no. It's it's geared to. It's very diverse. I mean, everybody works at diverse, but there are a lot of.
Stop using
lines.
Corporate words, would you? Yeah, I'm really getting sick.
Out of the style book at me.
Yeah, what style the fuck, book. Dan? Well, you
let me translate.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of beige people in his office.
Yeah.
Everyone's a nice Mike Bibby tone of beige.
Exactly. Where do you fit in this beige shit?
You got to dress up like that tranny, right? That's how you talk to them in the language you understand.
What's up, everybody? Good morning.
You go, that's it.
That's like, it. Yeah. Good to see you.
I can't say ass pussy anymore, but I say ass cookie.
No, it's in
that's
your
it.
It's in your butt vagina.
That's the most accurate character, by the way.
Thank you.
Now, do they know you do that character, right?
Yeah.
But can you still do it? Are they like...
I think they may want me to like roll it out once in a while, do like a little segment. But
yeah, but you can't. But if they say a bunch of kids fall in love with Mauricio,
yeah,
okay, which could definitely happen on a morning show. A bunch of these old people like, oh, I love Mauricio, and then they go, oh, Google, and then all of a sudden, my ass pussy clean to suck your whatever the fuck the song is, which is addictive.
Yeah.
I can't not.
What's the song?
He has a video. Let me tell you something.
Snap and clap your shit.
If this was 19,
well, I want to see.
If this was 19 fucking 90, this video would be on MTV and Giannis Pappas, not as Giannis Pappas, but as Mauricio, would be fucking famous and hosting the MTV Awards.
And then he would be doing Mauricio Goes to Camp, like, because that's his earnest.
And he'd still be together with his girlfriend.
Listen, I think that's a snake out there.
Did you guys see Mauricio?
I'm out there. That shit does not look like a belt that you fell on the floor. That's just a snake.
Listen, I don't do canoes. You can see my ass pussy in a canoe.
Look, I don't mess with the woods and shit. I'm from the Lower East Side. I don't mess with that. That shit is scary outside.
Great. Giannis, we just got the green light from Miramax. We're going to do Mauricio
fucking voice,
Halloween episode.
Mauricio goes to camp, too.
Mauricio goes to France.
I don't understand why we're here. There's no white niggas out here. Is this supposed to be a vacation? I didn't come to stare at no trees. Are we hitchhiking to Westchester?
Motherfucker. I mean, honest to God, the video he has on YouTube is phenomenal. It's you can pull it up, Kelly.
I'm one of the dancers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny how many people are actually in it dancing and shit like that.
Ted Alexandro.
Nate had us all laughing the most.
Oh, God, we laughed so hard making this video.
Nate dancing on the roof in Brooklyn was one of the funniest things.
Dude, Louis Katz, we laughed hard.
Louis had the funniest line when we did the basketball thing and I took my shirt off. Louis Katz was like, I've never been so disappointed in someone when you took off your shirt. He's like, I thought you were going to be able to defend me. That's the line that he said. Where
you do you? Your body looks like your body looks
it's
like
gross. I'm like a divorced dad.
Yeah, it's like a dad's body. You got dad nipples.
Who Dan's? Yeah, but here's the thing with his belly button. It looks like it wasn't like they had to make it. Like he was born without one, and they just sliced his stomach. And
shoddy work.
Yeah, it's very. he has a post op vagina for a belly button.
Hey guys, my name used to be Scott.
Look at that.
Straight up Soder body right now. I got straight up Will Ferrell body right now.
Will Ferrell, yes.
Will Ferrell body's great, though.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You ready? You want to hear it? You guys want to hear
it? He's got to watch it. You got to watch
it. I'm going to let him watch it, too. Relax there, fucking sailor. I know how the show works.
Listen,
all right, you do fucking, you do Telemundo. I'm going to do YKWD, okay?
Hola, 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 hola. Buenos vídeos.
I'm just going to show you a little bit of it.
You're already fired? That fired? They fired you for that?
¿Qué pasa, mi? Whoa.
There we go.
Stop my cup, Dan.
Shit.
This is from a couple years ago. It's like two summers ago.
Montreal, 2011.
We got like actual Puerto Ricans from the neighborhood to be in this shit.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let him play for a little bit. Wait till he starts rapping.
Tyler.
I'm so soft.
Puppy's so soft.
Wait. It's pussy clean.
Wash it out with Listerine.
Yeah.
That's it. <Yeah. laughs> Rigorous. Snap and clap your shit. Save public radio. That's it. Step and clap your shit. That's it. I shop organic to stay friendly with the planet. Love me some cabbage. Eat a fantastic massive cheese sandwich. Then do gymnastics. What's that? You try that boat? Washed out. I'm going to smash your dick.
Joe List was awesome.
Date night, it has to be vegan. The movies to see Tyler Perry. I like that, Moreno. Papi, you so fancy. That's what I like. Very classy. That's it. Uh-huh. Brad Pitt, that's it. Johnny Depp, wepa. David Beckham, that's it. Luke Perry. Tom Cruise, Brad Pitt, that's it. Wepa. I set that pick because I'm going to touch that dick.
All right, man.
Snap and clap your shit. And that's it.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That's it. Clap your shit. That's it. Go to a party. Like classy and artsy. Find the white nigga parking out by the club. Let's take a drive, Poppy. I want to be your Barbie. Give me a kiss right on my lips. Grab on my ass, then grab on my tits. Rock me your bitch. Pay for my tits. Pay for my tits, white nigga, that's it.
That's it, baby.
That's it. Oh, eat salads for breakfast. That's it. Let me tell you something. Keep my shit very rigorous.
Let me.
Beautiful song.
I want to tell you something about that thing.
I'll tell you funny stories about the video after.
Melody and the most beautiful lyrics.
If you haven't fucking watched that,
that's great.
You need to. Every time it comes on, I can't watch. I have to listen to the whole thing. I watch the whole thing. I dance. It's a fucking great song.
Well, it's because my buddy, who's an actual musician, wrote it. I didn't fucking write that shit. I did like some of the jokes, but he kind of wrote it. And then,
right. I knew you're gonna ruin
it. Dude, rapping is hard.
I knew you're gonna ruin my fucking. No, you could have just lied to me.
You're the one that took it. Yeah, he took it. Storyteller.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? I don't know the real song, Pearl Jam. I want you to tell me what I think it is. Don't tell me what it really is.
I wrote that song in a dark place in my life. You know, I was dressing up like a lady, sucking dick for kicks.
But it was funny when we were shooting the video.
I like watching
sucking dick for kicks. Should be a punk band.
I was just acting Latin. His producer's like, "Why don't you do a rap song?" And I was like, "Gonna suck a dick."
You should get new hair for her.
Yeah. She needs new hair, like, but that's the only hair.
Fucking hair or something.
It's the only hair that doesn't make me look like a heavy metal, like punk rock.
Yeah, but if
like,
you got braids, you'd look good in braids.
It's the only thing that worked for some reason.
You got braids, man. Like she was in prison for a minute.
Ooh, maybe. Orange is the new black.
Or
style.
You could do that pulled back bun, you know?
Yeah.
So what? Tell us about what are you gonna say about?
So
the
I was saying when we shot the video, we just went to the Lower East Side, and everyone fucking knew it. So like these hoods, these like drug dealing hoods. You could see there's a scene in the video where they're in the background. They agreed to be in the video, and they were going, "That's it." And they like these fucking thugs.
So everybody knows know Mauricio, and like
down there, the Puerto Ricans for sure.
They just love Mauricio. And are they sad that
and
she's
Miami,
gone?
It's huge in Miami.
How big in Miami?
It's as big in Miami as it is here.
Now, are they sad that she's gone? Are they sad that they don't get to see her? That you're not doing these shows anymore?
They don't know. I'm coming up, and I'm still doing the shows. I'll be doing them, yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do those shows?
Yeah, I still do them.
So you're going to come up as... When is Mauricio's
next?
I
do the shows with both characters and me. I do that.
Right. Okay.
What's the other character?
Mr. Panos. Mr. Panos. Hello, baby. How are you doing
tonight? One of my favorites. The video blog.
The new one coming out is fucking good because we worked it out on stage. So, you know, it was like it's the same thing with Marisa where I worked it out on stage and then I did it. So when we shot it, I kind of knew it. And I did this last Panos is the one, the big chunk we've been doing live that crushes. So I think it's going to be, it's about the Mickey Mouse Club and how he believes. He's a conspiracy theorist. So he believes that the Mickey Mouse Club is like a government operation to distract the people. And like, you know, they're all CIA agents. Like,
is it on still?
No. Well, oh. Yeah, no, the Mickey Mouse Club still exists, though, right?
Does it?
I don't think so. No?
Tell Mr. Panos it's fine. Give me
the update.
Yeah, was he doing a Kids Incorporated reference?
Whoa,
yeah.
Bobby, your eye. What's happening?
I don't know.
Dude, you better go to the doctor.
Yeah.
You cannot be a one-eyed fat ball guy. Come on, Bobby.
Too many elements against you already.
You look like Bailey J's dick.
Put that back on. It's better.
Oh, God. The doctor.
Bailey J's dick.
Bailey J's dick is the name of the show.
Can I just tell you, Metzger just swoops in sometimes. He really does come in like a hawk. Like, he's just like, aah! And then just, it's, we were talking about Woody Allen against black people downstairs, and Kurt walks in, and Keith's like, Kurt, what do you think about Woody Allen? He doesn't like black people. And Kurt goes, what, like the Friends?
That's a fucking great impersonation right
there. Of Kurt? He goes, what, like the Friends Sex in the City, New York, we were all promised when we moved there? And just like he walks in. He really is just like the guy, if he was a bank robber, he'd just shoot the clerk in the head. And you're like, why'd you do that, Kurt? He's like, she looked at me weird.
Yeah.
I thought she had a piece. She moved her arm.
I don't like shifty people.
I did what I had to do.
I don't like shifty people.
Text Keith, see if he will come up. Do you have Keith's number?
Yeah.
Text him. Tell him we're upstairs.
Yeah.
That story tonight?
No, this was like a week ago.
Oh, fuck him then. So anyways, now you're down there. You got
an apartment. Got myself a Beamer.
You got a fucking. He's got a, oh, dude, a smoking a Beamer.
Fucking midlife crisis purchase.
You have
that
a Beamer?
Was.
I bought a BMW.
Is that from that? What's her name again?
Marisa.
Is that Marisa money?
You know, it's money, show money, everything money. Yeah.
So you bought this Beamer. You bought it. You leased it.
It's not as crazy. It's not as expensive in Miami.
That's a good point. Did you lease it?
No, I bought a used one.
Really? Yeah. Why would you do that? Just lease it. It's a tax write-off.
Nah, because then you got the miles, all that garbage you got
to
watch.
Where are you fucking driving to? Yeah. Tampa?
I got to drive to work 15 minutes there. It's about 30 miles a day.
What?
Dude, are you a fucking... Are you really that fucking...
You bought a car?
Yeah. Used. It's in perfect condition.
Yeah.
2010.
That doesn't matter. You could lease a fucking new one and you don't drive that
much. Dude, the miles thing is like a pain in the ass.
Have you gone to Scarlett's? Have you gone to Scarlett's yet?
What's Scarlett's?
The greatest strip club in fucking the United States of America.
Why is it so great?
It's just
because there's full release,
full contact.
Dude, there's got to be a tranny.
What is wait a minute? Stop. What did you say?
There's no tranny strip clubs?
Who says there isn't?
Yeah.
I like that Bobby knows the underground map of that. He's like the Harriet Tubman of tranny strip clubs.
They walk in. What's up, Bob?
Bobby,
you want a ginger ale?
What's up, girls? Your balls are a little low today.
I
ever tell you the time me and Corielli back in the day when New York was fucking awesome, just sexual. Awfulness back before the internet with the peep shows. The reason why peep shows existed is because the average family guy with a wife and kids couldn't have a stack of porno movies at the house, so he could go into a peep show and jerk off and leave all the movies there and his jizz on a wall. There was a million peep shows because it was so they don't need them anymore because the average guy at a hotel room, the business guy, can jerk off in on his iPhone or his computer and his office and get what he needs. He doesn't need to go to a peep show anymore, so it's all gone. But back in the day, before the internet, when girls had to walk the streets instead of being on Backpage.
This is like the both ways to school. Well,
it's true. It's
back when hookers walked.
Well, seriously, I mean, they had to have a pimp and they had to walk the streets because there was nowhere to find them.
Yeah, they had a track back then. They would walk the track.
Yeah, now, which was 43rd, 44th, 47th, my street.
Oh, there was a bunch of different tracks back then.
Yeah, so back in the day, they used to have
old man Papa's.
Yeah. Deli owner Giannis just told us what it was like.
When I came here,
kids, when I was your child,
I don't understand. When I move here to open my restaurant, the lady man stand outside my store.
Well, back in the day, they used to have these sex clubs in New York. The massage parlors were different. There was all kinds of women, not just Asian women, and they had the tranny clubs. Mm. And one of the best tranny clubs on the planet was Edelweiss on the corner of down on 43rd and 11th.
Well, that's a clear memory. That's a clear memory.
Connected to the Market Diner.
I fucking remembered the address. It was 454.
It was connected to the Market Diner, which is a landmark in New York. So we don't, you know, you go down to the Market Diner and you just sit there, you know, at 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and it's the smokinest, hottest trannies walking out with these fucking dudes.
You go in for the eggs, you stay for the chicks with dicks.
You go in for the eggs, and you take the eggs right out of her sack and put it in your mouth. But,
So you have a history with trannies? Like,
me and Corelli, we always talk
about. He likes them.
Well, easy, relax. I'm not fucking DeRosa. Yeah. I'm married with a 4-month-old. Okay, like, no. I'm getting to the point. Oh.
I dig a hot tranny.
Me and hang on 1 second, you fucking homo. Fucking go down Miami. He's down there fucking 2 weeks. He's already sucking tranny dick.
He's like, guys, you won't believe what happened.
Yeah, he's fucking.
My girlfriend's a dude.
All right, birdcage. Yeah. 1 second. Me and Corielli, who's the manliest man on the fucking planet Earth.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's ever a New York guy, it's Pete Corielli.
Yeah, it is.
So he's like, dude, we always joke about one night we're over at the Bag It In, we did spots at the Boston, and he's downstairs, he's shit-faced. I'm down there hanging with him. I always used to hang with him when he got drunk, and he leans over and goes, we're doing it right now, tonight. I'm like, what? We're going to the tranny bar. Yeah. Let's go. He goes, barkeep! And he pays his tab, hails a cab. We're all the way up there. We don't really talk on the way up there. We get to Edelweiss. We go downstairs. I'm sitting there. I'm talking fucking wild chicks, okay? There's a chick. She has a mesh dress on with G-string panties.
Oh.
One of the hottest chicks I've ever seen. Her tits, her nipples, you can see them. Her fucking juicy ass. I see her.
Tucked between her legs up into her asshole.
Big hemorrhoid.
She sees fucking Corielli from across the room. She gets up, walks through a crowd, like a little pack of dudes that were trying to hit
her. He's a handsome cat, isn't he?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Walks over, right over to him, and starts talking to him. You can see her whole body. You can see her titties, everything. I'm sitting there. This other girl comes over to me, smoking hot. She's whispering in my ear, you know, hello, whatever. And I'm just like, I'm listening. Corelli walks
hello,
up.
Hello, how are you?
No, girl voice. I mean, all the way.
She worked on it. She had it down.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I was drinking mimosas in Malibu Beach. Mimosas in Malibu.
Mimosas. Hi.
So this girl's talking to Corelli. I'm just watching this go down. And all of a sudden, he walks over to me. He goes, listen, I gotta get the fuck out of here. You go, why? I go, what happened? He goes, I'm gonna suck his dick if I don't leave. And he just leaves. He walks out, doesn't wait for me. He's just gone. I didn't see him for
like
2 weeks.
Dude, when they're that hot, I mean, what are you gonna do?
That's a great line, though. I'm gonna suck his dick
if I don't leave.
Here's what takes me out of it.
The dick.
Yeah. But the dick is the last part you get to.
No. Well,
not if you're me. I unwrap the big presents first under the tree. I'm getting right to that bike.
Robbie tears the wrapper off.
I want to see the dick.
I want to make sure that thing's cut and fucking has a helmet on it so it pops out of my mouth.
And that's even gayer than like, okay. You go, this tranny's going to suck my dick if I don't leave.
Yeah.
But he's going to suck the tranny dick?
Because he's so turned on by how hot she is. I think
how
some
does that translate to dick in the
some
man?
Of the hotness goes into being impressed at how they pulled it off. Like, how did you pull this off that you look exactly like a woman?
I get that, and yet.
Like, let me ask you a question. When you're attracted to a chick. Yeah. Are you attracted to the chick because of her pussy? That's the last thing you see.
No, but it goes with an unspoken rule that she has a pussy.
And if she doesn't, what are you going to quit at the last minute?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm attracted to.
Like she doesn't have other holes?
No.
Come on, guys.
I'll tell you on a very basic biological level. I'm attracted to some kind of pussy stink. Now, maybe it's subtle.
You like pussy stink.
But it's the stink from that comes from having a pussy.
You like that. You like that.
And I don't want, like, ball smell. I don't, like, that's what I'm afraid is there's going to smell like inside out balls.
Yeah, but
if you
they're
go
girls.
On
they don't have
or
a ball
just
smell.
Balls.
Just balls.
Oh, no.
Do you like me?
You can get one of those.
But I just say.
Wait a minute.
What? Do you say, do you like
me? Dude, I just, what? Wait a minute. I meant to say, you like. Pussy smell, but I'm looking at Kelly. I'm trying to get her to hit my camera because I wanted to see. I changed it. I go, you like me.
You but
like
do you me. Understand when I say pussy smell? I'm not even. I'm
talking about Kelly. I get it.
Yeah, ooh, I like pussy
I'm talking
smell
about
too.
Pheromone, like a pheromone.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think everybody's shit is based on whatever that is, and whatever that smell is for me, it's got to be
like a nice
vagina based.
There's you some like, there, but there's some pussy smells.
You like a bullion
it's
cube
of
a vagina.
I'm just ignorant, and I'm trying to explain a pheromone thing by calling it pussy smell. But you
trannies have pheromones,
overall,
dude.
Woman stink.
Can I say something? I want to say something, Kurt.
Yeah.
First of all, the pheromones come out of your asshole.
Okay, so
I really did just make that up.
Yeah, you did.
There is something that comes out. It comes out of dogs' assholes. It comes out of humans' asshole. A man's prostate is the male G-spot.
Yeah. Oh, I know that.
Why do you say it like that, DeRosa? I mean,
DeRosa.
I'm fucking losing my mind. This eye patch is fucking.
Dude, I like chicks. Dan? I like pussy, but I am impressed by a hot tranny because they look exactly like a chick.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm saying. I couldn't bang one out to that.
Yeah.
I could be like, hey, great trick. But
well,
nice trick.
You're
sleight of hand.
You're picky. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Listen, now I'm not saying, let's say I had to do some time. You know?
So why? What's the difference? What's
5 to 10 years.
What's the difference?
I could be like desperate enough, maybe. But that wiener, I can't
think
see
you're
it.
Lying.
I can never see that wiener, dude.
I think you're lying. I think both of you guys are lying.
I'm not lying at all. I don't have anything.
Dan, wait a second. Let's not get in a tranny debate again.
Yeah,
I mean, my show has been. I've debated trannies. I think my fans have heard. We get it. Mm-hmm. We get it. Half this podcast are fucking fruits, and the other half are men who like the stink of dirty pussy on their fucking fingers.
Give me that musky, wet pussy.
I had a girl one time. I remember when I first moved to New York, and I was banging.
Yeah, here we go.
I banged this artist chick over here. She lived right up the street.
Yeah.
She lived in like a one-room student bunk bed loft. You know, and I remember she brought me up there one day. I had to sneak up past the dude.
Yeah.
And she had this big hairy box. Gorgeous girl, big titties, gorgeous little artist, dirty. You know, they're little dirty girls.
Oh, yeah.
Those college girls don't shower every day.
Yeah.
And I remember I was
trim their bush and then leave the hair on the lips.
It's just like original
it's
Demi.
It's a conceptual piece.
Original Demi Moore bush, right? Yep. I remember I was going down in a bush. I was like, oh, and it smelled. Yeah. A little bit, and I was like, you know, you might want to trim this a little bit.
Yeah, because that's where this it gets caught in that's where the funk gets caught in the hair.
She goes, "That's the smell of pussy. If you don't like that smell, then beat it."
Yeah. That's.
And she goes, "If not, just keep licking."
That's a woman that knows her product.
Yeah.
I went down there. I just fucking licked the stink right off that fucking vag.
This is what we got in stock, all right?
Yeah. This is like, that's when you know you're going to get a good sandwich at a deli when the guy kind of treats you like shit.
Yeah.
You're like, I want this sandwich. He's like, oh, fuck you.
I want beef. Only have chicken, all right?
But you want chicken? Yeah. Melted mozzarella?
I want chicken. Get out of here.
And how great was it?
How was it?
Was it banger?
I fucked her in a park the first time, which at sunrise, which was awesome. Took me all night.
Beautiful.
It was very nice. On my dungaree jacket.
That's where Joe List fucked the girl, gave him herpes in a park.
Oh,
yeah, it was in a playground. Yeah.
Every time I hear that story about Joe List's like herpes story, it gets worse and worse. Like he got herpes. She told him.
Yeah, the girl
he
goes,
didn't come,
before I do this.
Park.
Yeah, before I do this, I want you to know I have herpes. And he's like, okay.
You hear the Joe thing where he's just like.
I probably shouldn't wear a condom then.
He didn't even come.
No, he didn't even come.
We were there. Dumbass.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot.
Why did he do that? Because he always wanted to bang her?
Because he wanted a fucking good premise for some jokes. That's why.
I don't know. Will this be funny in 5 years?
It'll be fine. I have a one-man show in five or 6 years. You like me? You mad at me?
You mad?
Yeah, he said that he always wanted a banger. He always had a thing for her.
Does he go on like herpes dating sites? What do you do?
He's got a girlfriend.
He's got a girlfriend that he has to wear a condom with.
Does she have herpes?
No, he has to wear a condom when he bangs.
Not
her.
Yet.
Because a condom doesn't always help. I wouldn't go near that.
I want to know if I want to know if your guy's got herpes, like what girls do if they have to blow them. Like, what's the
work around
well,
it?
Well, you're never. It's only when you have a breakout, which is very rare.
Yeah, but I would still. Okay. I don't want to go down on a guy if even if he doesn't have a breakout.
Giannis
breakout.
Very.
I don't want to suck a dick if he's got herpes. Because who knows?
Giannis is sucking dick in Miami.
Fucking believe.
Giannis, like, first off, you kiss
I
the inner
wish
thigh
I had herpes because I would have fucking wanted to give it to somebody.
Fucking terrorist.
What are you doing? You're on your phone. What are we not fucking? Are
Someone
we not?
Just texted me nice as we were talking.
Yeah, that's the guy on the other side of the curtain.
Nice.
I'm kidding. There's nobody on this side
nice.
Of the curtain.
It was weird. We're talking about herpes.
So how long are you in town for?
I'm in town. I'm doing Good Morning America tomorrow.
How do you feel about that? This is like
pretty
this psyched. Is actual.
Pretty psyched.
This is pretty big, right?
Yeah, it is pretty big. Yeah.
Now
Why
who are you
doing
gonna be?
That?
Huh?
Why are you doing that?
Because he's somebody, Kurt.
Why are you on a thing? I'm sorry.
Because he's getting successful.
As yourself and not. What's this about?
How did this happen?
How did you get that?
I don't like surprises.
I like when Kurt likes his own joke. He goes, he just goes,
I thought on a podcast I could just do it because no one could see, and I didn't know you were going to describe it
to me. I got it on video,
just
too.
My jerk off face. There's a camera looking
yeah,
at me.
He's yeah, he's so fucking smug.
I was making the smuggest grin. <I've ever made. laughs>
Kurt, will you pull that microphone down, please?
No.
No, seriously, pull it down.
I want to cover my smoke.
This
grin.
One, this one, this one.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, that one.
No.
Thank you.
Maybe you like
go.
Touching stuff like dicks, but I don't care.
Will you hey, yeah, pull like that one down?
He got a mic that looks like a big old snatch.
You got anything with some stank on it?
So anyways, you're doing Good Morning America tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. I mean, who's on that show? Who are you doing it with?
It's me and my co-hosts. Yeah.
No, but who's interviewing you?
George Stephanopoulos.
Really?
Rob,
really?
Yeah. Ask him about the Clinton administration. He was a big guy.
You guys have kind of like a similar like Greek face.
Yeah, we're both Greek.
They're both Greek.
You guys are going to eat a bunch of cheese out of
you
each
got,
other's mouth?
You got Greek face too, though, dude.
Yep.
You look very
I
fucking
think it's more
Greek.
More of a Jew face.
No, you got a Greek face.
You have fucking
you got
original thick. Human face.
Yeah. Missing Greek face.
Yeah. Like before the Greeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to club women in caves.
You have Bering Strait face.
Used
yeah.
to.
Bering Strait when they used to yeah. walk across from Russia.
Yeah, you walked over. You walked over on Ice Bridge.
So
George Stephanopoulos and Giannis are just going to eat cheese tomorrow, feta cheese. Talk about being Greek.
Yeah, pretty much.
Opa.
So yeah. You're on tomorrow, today's show. What are you guys going to be talking about?
Good Morning America. We're going to be talking about our new show, and they're going to introduce
what
us.
What can people expect?
Yeah, shit like that.
What can I expect from your new show?
Tell us some crazy shit that happened. Stuff like that.
Who's on with you again?
It's me, this guy Pedro Andrade.
Oh,
fuck
I don't like
him.
And that, no, fuck
the
Giannis
nicest
for doing
guy in the world.
Yeah. Fuck Giannis
sounds,
for doing his soccer
sounds
commentator.
Like a piece of shit.
Pedro se rendo se.
Pedro Andrade, he's Brazilian. He was GQ. GQ oh Latin American God. Man of the Year 2 years in a row. Really?
Yeah, but that's third on GQ's hot men. Yeah. Yeah. There's France, there's UK,
yeah.
Ireland, and then...
It sounds like a filthy AIDS-ridden baloney dick.
Oh, stop it. He's going to listen to this.
Oh.
He's his new... I'm sorry,
Do they not get those kind of jokes?
So what's his name again?
Baloney humor.
Baloney dick
over?
Is the best way to describe a fucking Latin cock.
I'm just saying his filthy, stinky...
Baloney dick.
Dick turtleneck. You could probably smell it all over that set.
I fucking love it.
Is that so offensive to say that?
Jesus.
He's going to be mad that I said that. All right, fine. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
You can smell his dick all over this set. Yeah. No, he's a really, really nice guy. He's a journalist. They're both serious journalists. And then my other co-host is Mariana Atencio. She's a Peabody Award winning international.
Does anyone have a name that doesn't sound like sauce? Does one of these people have an American name? Like John. Her name's Jen now.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The greatest.
Giannis has got the sexy pronunciation down pat, though.
I've been in Miami.
Name like a sauce?
Mariana.
You can't put any of your names on the back of a softball shirt. It's fucking too long.
Atencio.
No, like how I explained that joke at the end because nobody laughed. It's too long. The reason why that joke would have been funny, guys, it's too long. The names.
Yeah. And then we have like news correspondents and contributors, like Dan What's Lieberman, good Jew name, Dan Lieberman. He's our news correspondent.
So do I know Dan Lieberman? No,
no, no, he's from ABC News. And he, sorry,
what is
from
your
Nightline.
Show called? Why do I not know anything about you?
Because you don't care about people.
I do. No, there's people I care about.
Yeah, not, not me.
No. I'm finding out a lot of stuff. Yeah. What is the show called?
It's called The Morning Show on Fusion.
And it's morning. So you guys are the Today Show on the new yeah. network.
We're trying to do like a younger, edgier morning show.
Oh.
Yeah. You're like,
edgy.
You can't be making these foreskin jokes with me.
No, I can't.
You're going to get fired off your show.
Hey, listen to this.
Why didn't you tell
listen,
me it's a thing
no,
like,
it's fine over
hang
here.
Hang on one second. You haven't, I'm going to just say this. Anybody listening, you haven't said anything.
No.
You haven't said anything terrible. You haven't said anything.
No, well.
It's all Curtin Metzger. Curtin
Metzger.
Curtin Metzger.
I mean, he did kind of give tacit approval by laughing.
I only have one eye, so I can't be held accountable.
No, you're a cripple.
It's funny when they have that conversation with you, though. Like, they're like, so, your Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, they're like, so, you know.
I get that, though. Yeah. Trying to run a business, and Twitter's all these snitches all over Twitter.
Yeah, it's fucking.
Snitches get stitches.
Waiting to find out if you said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
If
snitches.
You wanted an old-fashioned party with old-fashioned people at white gloves.
Yeah.
You have to say what kind, but old-fashioned. Classy. We'll just call it a classy party. You know what I mean. You know what I mean, but you can't tweet about that.
Twitter snitches. Do you have press releases where you're
like,
ABC News did the big one.
So here's the thing, though. You really can't.
It's classy dinner party.
I could do whatever the fuck I want on this show.
Yeah, but here, hang on one second.
I could do whatever the fuck I
you
want.
You have to be careful. I'm honestly, I'm going to say this to you right now.
I got to be careful.
I've had people on this show who've been on TV and they've, you know, they've gotten in trouble.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because they don't. You look at thousands of people listen to this fucking thing.
Yeah.
You don't know who's gonna call. Tweet.
Oh, right. I'm plugging listen, the show.
Who's gonna call up or who's gonna do something?
I gotta get adjusted to this.
Somebody's got. Look, I had a guy.
Don't
you know,
be a fucking snitch out went, there. Don't be a
dude,
fucking snitch.
I just
snitch.
Went through that, dude. What, somebody tried to get me fired off Amy's show. Mm. Some
Why?
Girl started a Twitter campaign because my stupid. Facebook.
I remember that. Yeah.
What was your Facebook?
You know that girl. I
the ramblings of a madman.
Oh yeah, there's like a thing like the disturbing trail of Curt Metzger. It's hysterical.
It's great. The article's fucking phenomenal.
I loved it.
I loved it,
but I couldn't say anything. But I had to like not say. I got a call. Like I will have to talk to your manager, the producer.
Who
the
wrote
show.
It, Curt? Was it like Lindy West or
no?
No, not
I remember.
Her, some
I remember.
Other girl that I slighted.
From where, Jezebel?
No, I don't even think
yes,
she's
it was.
That level.
It was actually the first chick
on,
who started.
I don't want to say her dumb name. Is she on Jezebel, though?
It was Doyle. It was
but
the first chick
but
that started.
I don't think
started.
It was on Jezebel. I think
no,
on
not on Jezebel. Thing. But she was the chick who started the whole fucking thing.
But nothing was said about the show. They try to bring that into it. And,
see? Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah.
And as a man that had two successful runs as the ambassador of Guinness,
right.
I just want to let you know.
Yes.
Number one, I'm an alcoholic.
Corporate Dan.
Number two, keep your fucking lips tight. You're going on a ship.
Yeah.
Money-making ship.
But you know what? This is the genre
I want
of
you to
podcast.
Make sure. You tweet. First
well,
of all,
Giannis comes unglued every once again
in
on
a while,
Twitter and starts pontificating because
he gets the DeRozas.
Yeah.
He gets the DeRozas.
It really is like he's on mushrooms and he's just fucking throwing everything out there on
I gotta
Twitter.
I gotta be careful now on Twitter. So
the DeRozas.
You have the DeRozas.
It's the Joey D's.
What's the Joey D's?
A little bit of professor. Yeah. Get a little professorish sometimes.
Yeah, you got to be a little careful, dude. You got to make sure that, you know, because you get a little crazy on here and someone can take anything off of here and then complain. And when they'd rather not deal with complaints.
Right.
Corporate America, even if it's the edgy version, it's not.
No, it's nothing. Yeah.
Because they'll find a tweet from like 2 years ago and
What's
give
wrong?
A shit about it.
I know. I got to go fucking.
I had
back.
That. The girl made a Photoshop cut and paste of like out of context things that I wrote, like it was actually awesome. Like I would like to hang it up.
So it was actually just a rape letter. A kidnapping rape letter.
The only way she could have made it more creepy is if she cut out the letters individually and put the words
guys
together.
Guys can call it that, but I learned sales at the Wiz.
Remember the Wiz?
No one beats the Wiz.
And let me tell you what they taught us. When a customer says no, what they mean is I need to know more. And I took that to heart and I applied to things
like kidnapping and rape.
Yeah.
No, but fuck that, dude. I can't.
Watch your language.
Yeah,
dude.
I can't change for the show.
But you must have given like press releases with stock standard like responses that they want you to give.
Not really.
No.
No. I mean, you know, they did the press release. They didn't ask. I mean, I may do interviews and stuff coming up, but I don't know what's coming.
They didn't
forward.
Say to you to say the that big, the show's edgy.
No, the big press release was done by whomever. It had nothing to do with me. If you like go to ABC News, it's just a big article about the show, and that's that.
What channel is Fusion, by the way? I've never
seen
it.
It's a brand new network that is launching on October 29th.
And you're going to be the original.
ABC
one of the original guys.
Huh?
One of the original morning people.
Yeah. And the promo.
And what do you do, though? Like, do you do weather? Are you cooking shit? What are you doing?
No, it's more like a mixture. It's like...
Hello!
Hola!
And when we come back, we're going to have some seasonal drinks with Giannis Papas.
And we're going to... Maurizio is going to be here with a new spice called Asbuze!
It's sort of like... They described it as sort of NPR meets The Daily Show meets a morning show. So that's what they... We do news. We do hard news. We do satire. We do...
Don't do satire.
Do you guys have guests?
We have guests.
All right, who's the biggest guest you've ever?
Ricky Martin.
So far, Anderson Silva from the UFC.
What? You had the spider?
The spider, yeah.
You had it. Who talked to him?
Pedro Andrade.
Because he's Brazilian.
Because he's Brazilian.
He speaks Portuguese.
Tutto
bene.
Yeah.
To the band.
They did it in English, though, because
obrigado.
Anderson Silva insisted on doing it in English.
Really?
Safado.
His English is not good.
Safado.
What's yeah. that mean?
Right. Safada.
Stop commanding your fucking Latin underlings.
But then we did a promo
obrigado.
With him where he like was
fucking
like
General Kurtz over there
stepping to me.
Yeah.
And it was like it's a weird thing to have somebody that dangerous step to you. Yeah, it's a promo like
tell
a funny
him step
promo.
Off.
But you could feel it. You're like, this dude could fucking kill almost anyone on the planet with
his
hands.
You should have, when you got up close, you should have whispered in his ear, "Oh, you women are whores." He would have snapped your neck.
Yeah.
I fucked in your country for money. Brazilian people are great.
I take your baby.
And they're very, you know what, they're very sexy people.
They are.
They're like, they're my Brazilians and Cubans are my favorite
Gorgeous people.
Spanish people. Women.
Brazilians spend right.
What?
Chinese spend the most money in New York City. Right under second is Brazilians.
Who spends the most
what do you
money?
Mean?
Chinese
on
and
what?
Brazilians. Just
on
shit
extinct,
around here.
Going extinct animals to make their little dicks hard?
Jesus. Yeah, tigers and
is that
owls.
All in rhinoceros. The last rhinoceros horn. You know that's what they do.
Jesus Christ.
You can say that on your thing.
Oh, man.
Tiny dicks are.
Jesus.
I mean, you wouldn't think all these animals.
I need abalone. Abalone!
I come here. I want to find rare bird. Fuck the rare bird.
I need cuckoo bird egg. Inside fetus.
I am a dignified businessman in Japan. I come here to find the weird animal.
I
to
need.
Put in my butthole.
I need.
I don't look at my own penis. It is a shameful, shameful piece of my body. That's why I come here.
That is not Guinness ambassador talk.
No, it ain't. Because I got that money in savings.
You got a lot of money, don't you, Dan?
No, I don't.
Surprisingly
low
amount. I'll tell you right now. I know you're lying. Can I tell you why you're lying?
What?
I'm a fucking goddamn professional lie detector. I'm a human lie detector. Yeah.
Guess
you know why?
Like most people with eye patches.
Insane. Yeah.
Bobby's an expert.
His carny face. Was, I'll guess your weight.
This eye don't see much, but it sees the truth.
He really is. He's the guy that guesses your weight at the carnival.
Hey, I might not have 2 hours, but I put together that Wonder Wheel.
You look like a villain in Escape from New York.
No, you could be like a USA Characters Welcome guy. You got an eye patch and you tell him find out the truth.
What are you doing, Kelly?
What would it be called?
Kelly, what the fuck are you doing?
I'm writing down names of the show.
Oh, thank you. That's what you're
truth
supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Eyeball McBaby Fat.
I'm telling you right now.
Is that not a good title?
Toddler Body.
I know that you're lying because of the way you look at me. You can't look me in the eye directly.
I look at you right
no,
now.
No, you keep shaking your head.
I don't have a
you
lot
keep,
of money.
You keep,
it's
hang on.
The Cyclops and the Snowman. And they're both the same guy, though. That's the twist of the show. The Cyclops is the Snowman.
I would love to write a show with you, Kurt.
Yeah, let's write a show.
Kurt's
do you
fucking,
want to?
Yeah.
You want to come up with something?
Yeah, like I got an idea now.
Really? For me?
No. Well, it could be for you.
Really?
It was for me, but maybe I'm not up to it, and maybe you could do it.
What is it? Let's talk about it later. Right. I would love to be involved with Kurt because I know he's I've never seen him fucking violently angry, but I know he has a temper.
It's a bad temper.
But I know he has a bad temper, but it's not crazy. But he's also the really
it's
sweet,
hilarious.
Gentle guy.
Yeah, but when he gets angry, it's one of the funniest things I've ever fucking love it.
A frustrated Kurt Metzger might be
it's
one of the
funniest. It's one of the greatest things.
I don't handle my stress the right way, you know? I carry a lot of stress in my gut.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm a sulfur on the homeopathy. I carry my stress.
Ulcers.
So now you're on this network. You got to kind of cater yourself a little bit. You got the you're on them every morning at what time?
7 to 9 every morning.
So you work for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, then you have an editorial meeting after that, and then...
Well, you see, Bobby, it's actually one of the first steps is actually being on TV is not most of the work.
And I have to... Don't worry, I have to get my car detailed, so I'm there till 12 anyways.
Pam usually calls in a nice sushi order at 11 a.m.
Is it like the newsroom? That's what I like to imagine.
It's kind of...
Living out the newsroom.
It looks like that, yeah. It's a big fucking newsroom.
Do you have a dressing room, your own dressing room?
Yeah, dressing
Do you have
room?
An office?
We got our own... Well, I have a desk on the newsroom, and then we have our own private morning show office, the three of us.
Do you have one?
It's Disney money. It's fucking, it's legit.
Oh, then you
it
can't
all
be
goes
saying
back.
This shit on the podcast.
I know. Can we erase
Disney.
This podcast? Well, it's ABC.
Goes back to
ABC's Disney. Owned by
Listen,
Disney.
I can't, I want you, I'm not erasing anything, so I want you to really be careful.
Yeah, but I haven't said anything back.
I know. That's what I'm, that's why
Monsanto.
I keep bringing this up. You haven't said anything.
But you know what we're doing? We're making the fucking people at home think that something's going on that's not going on.
Can I have a tissue?
Oh,
you fucking mook.
It all comes back to that frozen-headed fuck.
A.K.A. the Bilderberger Group. A.K.A.
Also
the Knights Templar. I guess it all comes back.
Also known as the Fuddruckers Project.
No, I was just referencing that, you know, it's a they put a lot of money into it, man. It's
yeah, your masters, your pyramid masters, with an eye in it, masters, putting your triangles and messages and Kesha videos.
Bobby's one of them. Yeah, the eye sees all.
Giannis, I want to talk to you after the show. I have a special ring on that no one's ever noticed.
Welcome.
How many people do you know about, do you talk to that think the Illuminati's real?
It's so funny when they do that, when they really fucking are all in on
it. I'm sorry, that aren't black.
Well, that cuts it down.
So you do the show from 7 to 9.
7 to 9.
And you have guests on. It's just a Today Show, basically, right?
It's a morning show, yeah. It's a morning show. It's Except a little it's funner. It's a little lighter. It's a little more geared for younger people, I guess.
You're going to say that, and you're going on the Today Show and accept their warmth and welcome.
The old Today Show.
The old guard versus the new guard.
You guys keep saying the Today Show. It's Good Morning America.
Good Morning America. You're not going to be on Today Show.
No. Fuck Today Show.
Good Morning America.
Okay, so
the number one morning show in the country.
It is.
Oh, what'd you know about that Today Show?
I'm a company man.
With your bitch ass.
Very proud of
you're done.
Proud of my parent company, ABC.
So you're a company man now. You're corporate Giannis.
Yeah. I passed the torch on to you.
Gentlemen.
I passed the torch on. Remember, it starts with the thumb push. You call him by his full name, Robert.
Robert Kelly?
Yes.
Yeah. There you
How
go.
Are you?
We're going to do a montage where I teach you to
Fusion
be corporate.
Fusion Network, we are targeting millennials and winking at Hispanics.
You better not wink at a Hispanic. They'll get you pregnant.
When that guy, Strombolopoulos, he must open a lot of, he must open a lot of doors for people with stupid names. Strombolopoulos?
Stephanopoulos.
Stephanopoulos and Giannis Pappas today on Vices. What's the name of the
So funny, I'm going from this, sleep a couple hours, and I'm going to wake up there.
Yeah, I know, and you're going to be a totally
it's
different
going from
Can you act like you're
going to heaven.
Can you act like you're going to act tomorrow on this show right now? Like we'll pretend we're the Today.
Oh, all right,
so, okay, so, all right, well, next up.
And turns out cheese isn't that bad. Coming up from the new Univision soap opera, Desperados.
Yeah.
Giannis Pappas.
What's his last name?
Pappas.
Oh my my God.
Why don't you bring in some of your other life into this? Like, that's it from Giannis Pappas. And that's how you make cheesy grits.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's how you have sex with a man that dresses up like a woman.
That's what ass pussy really means. Back to you. Now, so, all right, so let's do this. So, hey, next up, guy. Hey, Dan and Kurt. Next up, we're going to be bringing up this new host, new show on one of our sister companies down there in Miami.
Welcome back to Bomb Shelter.
Ooh,
in the morning.
Caliente.
I'm Dan. I love how, as always.
I love that I start it and Dan keeps restarting the show. Yeah,
but I wanted it because of the eye patch. No, it was funnier.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, man.
Don't deny an improv.
I wanted it.
Accept an ad.
Accept an ad. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ, you fucking self-centered fucking guy code cunt.
First off, breaking guy code. Talking about guy code on this. Second off is, you know, sometimes girls want to talk, and you got to get away from it. That's why I'm like, whoa, you better ease up. I'm in my man cave. Guy code.
Yeah, it's not cool to have a real deer head on your fucking man cave wall.
Are you a man? Don't show me emotion, but you're breaking guy code.
But then
erase that, because I need these five episodes.
How much do you think? How many like great sincere takes did they get from Christy Stefano?
He's
most sincere guy. What do you mean?
Yeah, he's like, well, bro, I mean, I don't think you're doing nothing bad if you do that. You're like, no, Chris, it's like a fake fictional code. We need you to make jokes. Yo, I got this guy, Robbie jokes. He's from my neighborhood. He always had jokes.
He has a baseball bat, and on the bat he had jokes before he hit you. He'd tell you one of these jokes, and then you'd wake up and remember the joke.
I swear to God.
Chris DiStefano is a walking one-man show. His neighborhood wasn't always like this.
He does do a lot.
And the key word is one. Yeah.
He does his family. He really does his family a lot.
Yeah,
right?
He does. Yeah.
I like that family joke.
I'm sorry, that our fake interview got so off track by my selfishness.
Yeah,
with
Giannis.
With Giannis, this is
it's
how you
over.
Turn it around.
It's over.
And
you
I guys, apologize.
You missed your
it's
chance
over,
to interview.
Dude. You did it twice. You reset it twice.
And I'll bring it back.
What? I don't like tired Dan. I don't like.
This
I've,
is Don the Frederator.
Don Fry.
Don
Frederator?
I've made a mistake.
Don Fritters Fry.
Don the Predator Fry.
Why is
okay.
He, why is he called the Predator? Because he has a child molester mustache?
Well, also because he champions the white race.
If he was really here. Oh.
Is that for corporate? Bitch ass motherfuckers.
Finally.
So
time. We got a break in this country. So-called America.
Kurt, welcome back to Militia Talk with Kurt and Dan. And
the racist award goes to...
It doesn't make
Kurt
you
Metzger.
A racist.
Yeah.
It doesn't make
you
a
Kurt.
Racist.
There you go. Accept your award,
he's
Kurt.
The Susan
that doesn't
Lucci.
Make you a racist. That you
racist.
That's racist.
Okay, first
that's
off,
racist.
That's
to
racist.
Say that.
That's he wants. A, he wants
Kurt
an honest
getting upset
in America.
With a fucking wand like that.
Great.
That's racist.
Anything racist while holding that wand is under.
Didn't sound racist to me. It sounded patriotic.
It is.
Are you nervous about what you can say on stage now because you are in a corporate.
Man,
position?
No, I can't do that, man. I can't live like that, man.
Yo, he just lets
you
it go.
Yo, wait a minute. Yeah. Dan.
First off,
you can't even will.
Dan.
He used to be riding the bus, right? Just writing his jokes in his book, riding the bus. Now that he's got his shot, he's got to take it. If you had one shot to host a mildly successful morning show on a Latin-infused network, would you take it? Or would you just keep doing a transsexual?
Dude, this has got to be.
That's
again, this has got to be the funniest
Pappas.
Podcast ever.
Good morning times on, what is it, the Spanglish Network?
Spanglish!
It's called Morning Times with Giannis Pappas.
Morning Times.
What's the other guy's name? Please, I want to get these right.
Pedro Andrade.
The race car driver, Pedro Andrade.
Oh, God. Oh, Mariano.
Maria.
Mariano Rivera.
Paellas or something?
Paellas.
Atencio. Mariano Atencio.
The papaya king of New York.
Oh, God. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And if you...
Oh, God.
I've ever played dominoes most of the day.
If you've ever felt a nice sea breeze while playing dominoes.
If you have ever opened up a fire hydrant, here we go. You're gonna love this show.
If you've ever went to the ice cream man and couldn't afford it and had to go to the slushy dude on the corner, you're gonna love this show.
Corona Ice King.
If your family barbecues on the West Side Highway,
if your family can get the prime picnic spot right next to the highway in the park.
If going away for 2 weeks means living on the West Side Highway,
you call Sunny D orange juice.
Yeah. Well, that is true. That's what I do.
If you ask a total stranger to buy you some juice, you're gonna love this show. Mister, can you buy me some juice?
Yeah. If you walk up to random strangers with a box of candy that you stole and say, "Can you help my football team?" You're gonna love this show.
That's it.
Listen, so the show's happening.
Yeah.
You're one of the stars, one of the three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you're probably a good-looking guy.
Yeah. I lost some weight, haven't I?
You're a good-looking guy, but you're not. You're unconventionally good-looking compared to your two other hosts.
Yeah, they're very good-looking.
They're stereotypically good-looking. The woman is fucking phenomenal.
And she's so sweet, and so nice. Yeah.
The guy is. I'd fuck him.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy's like take your wife from you. Huh?
Yeah. He used to be a model. Yeah.
And then there's you. There's you with your 5 o'clock shadow and a dimple.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wild card thing is hot. You know. For
the what?
The what? You're the wild card. Do you know what I mean?
But I also look pretty good. I lost a lot of weight.
Keep saying it. We get it. We get it.
I want a compliment.
You lost weight. I didn't really notice it, but fine. Giannis, you look the same as when I last saw you.
I love the thought.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I love the thought of Giannis's apartment in Miami. He's just like American Psycho. He's just in garbage bags on a treadmill. He's like, I'm going to get sexy. Get sexy.
I can see Giannis's collarbone.
Yeah, but his fridge is a Tic Tac and a water.
Yeah.
Listen, first of all, I think this eye patch is cutting circulation off to the top half of my brain because something's happening to my head. Like above the patch is sweaty, below it is actually cold.
Yeah.
Okay,
what does that mean?
That's good nerve damage.
Nerve damage.
I'm curious, who got in trouble on this show for saying what?
I can't really talk about it because I will be bringing it up again.
Yeah.
Can I just explain this? It wasn't one of these. People who listen to my show aren't rants. Okay, right. What he did is he said something not thinking, and one of the fans defended him.
Uh-huh.
All right, he said something about some show that he was on, and they went, "Oh, that's bullshit. Why would you?" And then the actual show people were like, "What are you doing?"
Right.
And it was just a mess. And look, it is what it is. But you got to be careful. You get on these podcasts.
Yeah. Well, did they let Andrew Schultz back on Guy Code? Or
no, they gave him another show.
9 other shows. Mm-hmm. What is MTV doing? Just handing out 5 shows a person?
Do you have?
Except for me.
How many shows? You have a show?
No.
Why don't you get some fat tongue sneakers and a?
You're lying again. You.
No, I have a script deal with Comedy Central, but that's not.
Oh, a script deal? What does that mean?
It means I'm going to write something that's not going to be made.
Oh,
yeah. Let's keep this guy off the market for the next, so no one else gets him for the next year and a half.
I'm gonna keep looking like a fucking community college poetry teacher, and then okay.
Wow, hang on 1 second.
What does that
mean? Can you please pass this down to poetry, whatever the fuck that was?
See how I caught poetry. It.
Script deal. Goodbye.
Depth perception.
I have one eye. You fuck.
I get it.
Is that Artie outside hosting?
Oh, yeah.
What's that noise?
What's happening?
It's Artie screaming outside.
It's everyone.
That's amazing.
Hang on, let's listen.
Oh my God, that is Artie. Yeah.
He can interrupt you from a distance?
Yeah.
Yes.
from like.
He's like a drone.
Three
Artie
floors
can
away.
Destroy a conversation from a.
I can't have him on this podcast because it's too much taxing for me to go up and down on his microphone levels. Like, I literally just have to stay there. Exactly. You just scared the shit out of me. Right.
I already you.
Listen, let's listen again. Yeah, that's him talking.
No, that's a guy whose girlfriend is being hugged by Artie right now.
Yeah. And the girls are.
If you're a chick that's attracted to Artie, like. Yeah. And I've seen some. He's gotten some fucking hot tail, man.
Crazy.
The second I know that you fucked Artie, I'm just like, oh.
That was my chick test back in the day. Artie? I'd walk the girl in, and if she walked out and said, "Oh, I like Artie or Godfrey," because they're smoking hot dudes.
Yeah.
All right. They're great guys, and they're great. They can schmooze anybody. They can fucking talk their way out of terrorism. Okay. And if they walked out and like, "I like them both," I'd be like, "Good for you. You're out."
Yeah.
If they walked out and went, ugh, fucking,
if
that guy would shut the fuck up.
On you are officially like too fucking retarded for me to.
But first of all, I love Artie, though. He's a great guy.
Hey, I love Artie, too. But any chick
And we're not the talking about we're not talking about Artie Lang here.
But Artie, see, I have no
listen. Way. Kurt, shut your face while I do my impression of Artie Lang. You know, I'm going to be on my show, and if you guys like heroin and Snickers bars, come on by the fucking show.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah, well, pretty good.
Nick DiPaolo was on the show before, but I had to get him off because you know I like to be here.
You got to do that. You got to sit back. Once you sit back,
once I sit back, Soda, is that your name, Dan Soda? I had you on the show before too. Yeah, well, when you had the, you read my book yet? It's called Tears and Fucking Knife Wounds. Sorry.
Hey, come on, man.
What are you going to do? Giannis Pappas is on. You were on the show today promoting your, what is this, this Spagnano show you get on in the morning? What is it, El Lupo Cuco? What are you guys cooking rice and beans for breakfast? Because I like the burrito breakfast, you know?
I mean, it almost, it's...
pretty good, especially the end, the trail off.
Yeah. So you're on the fucking show. You got this thing. When is it going? Is it airing now?
October 28th. My
show. So it's
show
not even airing.
October 29th.
So you guys are filming shows that aren't airing.
No, we're rehearsing.
You rehearsed with Anderson Silva.
They're recording. Yeah. Well, we shot. That's an interview that's pre-taped. That'll roll.
Love. When? Well, what do you? What kind of? What do you roll? What is Dan? What is that? What did he just do to me?
Translate.
He just fucking. He went like this. That's pre-tape. It's gonna roll.
Well, what it depends he meant to on the say story was, we're doing. Yes. If we have the elements and the sods, you know what I mean. If we got a hard top, it all depends. We got to ride along on this story.
I'm gonna ride along your face with my nutsack.
Here's what
I'm gonna
said.
Grease your cheek with the side of my balls. What are you talking about?
Let me translate.
Yes, Dan.
Massa say,
"Oh shit! Be able
to- whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! No. Yeah, whoa! No. Take this!
You better take, yeah! Someone won the racist one, doo-da, doo-da. Someone run the racist one, doo-doo-doo.
Praise to Fry. He's a champion of America,
and he
beat up Asians like I wish I."
Oh my God!
Wow!
Just wow! Get him another one.
Put that fucking wand in your
wand
asshole.
Inside you now.
Yes. What the fuck?
Sorry, Dan. That's the racist wand.
Right. Nice. Here, so we expect this the 29th, which I'm very excited. I can't wait. I'm glad I get to see you in the morning. I can't wait to see the show. And you've actually invited me to do a segment.
Yeah.
You're doing segments with other people.
Yeah.
So you're hooking up your friends.
Yeah.
Which is that's what the fucking business is about.
Yes.
When somebody gets some type of fame or some type of success where you can help us, the rest of us,
yeah,
is what you do.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? I have a podcast. Come the fuck on and promote your shit.
You want to do it, dude? Do it.
What?
I don't know.
You know,
sometimes your Bob Kelly and your Kelly Festuca sound similar.
Yeah, that's their kid.
Do you want to do it, dude?
Yes, I don't know how to do anything, dude.
But
I like that Kelly's sitting over there now, huh?
Yeah, me too.
Well, she's producing the show.
I like it.
And I gotta say,
I like it.
She's blowing fucking Chris Scopo out of the water. Scopo, what he did? He gets too fucking caught up in the she's multi. Multitasking.
Yeah.
She's in the conversation, looking at the screen. She doesn't need to look at you and listen. Scopo needs to look. He's got like alpha male disease. He needs to eyeball you while you're talking to him.
He's doing a good job.
He's got that fucking gorilla disease.
Yeah, he's got a fucking booty like a Brazilian broad, though.
He's a comic. Young comic.
Young comic. Yeah. Good kid, though. Really great guy. Yeah.
He does
on
have
the show.
A weird bottom, weird ass.
Dude,
like, weird.
We talked about it the other day. He has to buy 48 jeans for his ass.
His ass.
Just for his ass. He's not a 48 waist. He has to cinch
it
up.
And so fucking funny.
He cinches it up on his waist because his waist is like a 34, but he's got a 48 ass.
He should be on the cover of King magazine.
And it's tight.
What the fuck does it look like that?
Kurt, it's tight as fuck too.
It's a tight ass.
Yeah, it's really, really.
I want him. I want him with a G-string. Fuck it.
G-string.
Oh, I like it.
G-string.
Because you're gonna say G-string in front of a lowrider car.
No, I was gonna say G-string on the fucking on a brand new custom chopper.
Yeah. He really does
it
have.
It still worked because it said custom chopper. A K and a C always gets them laughing. Woo! I'm the one-eyed joke master. Welcome to my show. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Yeah, the Batman villain now.
Yeah.
I hope my eye fixes by tomorrow. It sucks traveling with this.
I'm not going to scare the doctor. Shit, oh my
God. Go to the doctor.
What doctor's open? What eye doctor?
Dr. Steve.
I think you should go to emergency
room.
That's
what you read. Dr. Steve.
What are they going to give me?
that really could just look and tell you if it's something like that is, you know, maybe it gets infected and you're in trouble.
Yeah, dude.
I'll tell you what I'm worried about is a foreign object going in your eye and you get an infection. And that, and you don't want to get infected under there. That'd be terrible.
Do you have to take an airplane?
I'm going to call Dr. Steve.
Because an airplane...
We're going to wrap up in a couple minutes. I'll call Dr. Steve after we wrap up and I'll tell him what's going on, okay?
Yeah. We're all worried about
you. Yeah,
Bob. Terrified. Okay. You're going to have a glass eye.
Guys.
Tell him to scoop it out, dude, and get it over with.
What the fuck is not ice cream, you fuck suck?
Like a rotten
scoop
grape.
Right out like the rotten grape it is.
Make that sound.
But I'm excited you're back though, dude. You left us. You were on the show. You're one of the fucking stars of the show. Now we've been stuck with Louis J. Gomez for the last fucking 2 months.
It's like an Amy.
J stands for jerk off.
I know where the line is. It's usually behind me.
That tsunami of a personality.
He thinks he's the fucking meat and potatoes of the show now too, because he got 6 compliments off of some fans.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm pretty popular on Twitter.
Yeah.
And just because when my dick and balls together, they look like meat and potatoes. So I call myself.
He doesn't understand, though, that I'm the fucking, I'm the zoo trainer that taught the monkey how to fucking put on a tie and go out and meet the fans. You understand? I'm the guy who fucking swatted him in the ass and then gave him a biscuit every time he did something good.
Why does he wear a sport coat with a fucking, like, ball cap on?
Because that's how
like
he...
wrestling.
Because he's a real ass dude.
Because if he doesn't, everybody's going to go, is the line for the comedy club here? Did the show start? Because he looks like security.
I'll tell you what, though.
Give me the bandana.
His Vine series is one of my favorites. I love it. His Vine series.
Cocktober.
Comedians pissing.
Yeah.
I can't tell he
does. Comedians jumping off bridge. Yeah. That'll be my favorite Vine series from Louis J. Gomez.
He's got another one now with the cock thing.
Cocktober.
Puts what on your face?
He takes a dildo and he puts it on your mouth.
He went and bought a fucking... This is a guy with a kid, a wife.
A son.
He's not making a ton of money.
Gorgeous son.
Went out and bought a $25 fucking dildo, but he bought a custom like that matches his skin. And then he sticks it on his head and walks around. And then he does a Cocktober thing where he has music on his phone.
Do you guys like Cocktober?
And then he tries to like catch your face and, you know, it's a Vine.
It's a suction that sticks onto his forehead, so he's got the cock.
Yeah.
Look, we didn't say we approved of it.
Why didn't we tell him to move?
I fucked up.
We had him in the launching pattern.
We told him, like, dude, Cocktober, get the fuck out there and share with the world.
Yeah, we're holding him back, Bobby.
It took you guys 3 years to get him out of here, and I brought him back in.
Yeah, he'd be in a fucking, he'd be in a drainage in Los Angeles right now in the fucking underground street fight club.
Oh, it'd make me so happy, him at the improv fighting with the door guy the first night.
Oh, yeah? You don't want to let me in? Well, fuck you, I'm a real ass dude.
You wouldn't let me and my cock in?
Yeah. How about I slam this fake cock into your face, Steven Spielberg?
Yeah, Jamie Masada, I don't give a shit who you are.
Yeah.
Laugh Factory, I'll fucking laugh this.
Yeah. I'll fucking fight you outside.
Wait, what happened at the improv?
You see him at the bus every night because he's got to take the bus.
Did he fight? Who did he fight with?
No. Nobody, you fucking drug addict. We do this.
Improv.
We're making everything up. This whole show is made up.
So bad that there was a story that
like, just wait 10 minutes there will be one.
To be such a real
Lewis had a general meeting in Los Angeles.
By the way, how's your ear? I think the last time
full
I saw
recovery
you. Yeah, full recovery.
What happened to your ear?
A guy boxed it because we fought.
Oh yeah,
cunt wife.
Awesome.
Right.
Cunt wife.
Nicole was a piece of shit.
What about
wife?
You still going to court for that?
No, he had to go and he has to send me a check, but I have yet to receive it.
How much?
My hospital bill, like $900.
That's it?
Yeah.
He should put an extra couple of hundy on there for, you know.
And that's why Kelly's producing.
Hey, she might be ready.
Because this is what Kelly does that's beautiful.
A court-ordered...
Check. You don't know if it's supposed to be funny or she was serious.
She did what I did.
No, I was serious.
Podcast.
I'm serious.
See, now she turned it serious.
Now she turned it serious. Hey, should have cut a couple.
Yeah,
she
thought. Why doesn't he throw you a couple extra dollars?
No, she thought. This is the joke. Ready?
But seriously.
Dan, she thought Hundy was going to throw us into a tizzy.
Oh.
He should throw a couple Hundy. Oh, I don't fucking like it's 100. It's not 100. It's 90.
Make fun of me. I would never have dropped that on purpose. No way. No.
This is her new technique, by the way. You hear this? Yeah. Where she just goes along with it. Oh, Bobby.
Oh, I guess I just can't be as witty as everyone else. Run along, everyone.
Now that we're starting to fuck with her, she's failing on the producing.
She's shutting down.
Come on.
Do you watch those commercials for the Fifth Estate about Julian Assange?
Yeah.
He goes, people need to know.
I hate it.
People deserve it.
It looks like that fucking androgynous model. People need to know what sex I am. I don't know why it sounds like an old witch from London.
What does he deserve to know? I can't wait.
Yeah, what they people deserve to know.
All right, well, listen, we're going to wrap this up. You guys are great. Thanks for coming in, you guys, on such short notice.
Thanks
I wanted to
eye fixed.
Thank
I
you
wanted
for inviting us to your lair.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Don't leave that shit. Yeah. Go get it checked out.
All right, I got to, Kelly, you're going to have to read the ads because I can't.
Okay.
We're going to do some ads, but before you do that, I want to say, Giannis, I'm glad to have you back.
Thank you for doing this, man. You know I love being here.
And I love
always means a lot to me to be here.
And honest. I came down here with one eye, literally.
Yeah, and I appreciate it.
And anytime you come back, please let me know. You're absolutely one of my favorites. I love you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
And I'm very happy. Likewise. I'm happy for your success. I hope all the good to the show and all the blessings, and it's a hit. And
all the blessings, dude.
And
all the blessings.
All the blessings.
Hashtag blessed.
Good energy. Out.
Breathe
and I hope
good.
One day you can reconcile with my dog Palutsker. My beautiful dog Palutsker.
I really do. So watch his show.
Born of love.
If you have
oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my eye hurts.
Fucking hell.
If you have Vios, make sure you check it out on October. Yeah.
Or Cablevision. Cablevision.
Go ahead. What else?
Some other shit. I don't know.
On October what?
Cox.
On October what? What? You can't say that. You can't say that.
It's a cable company.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, I'll translate. That's corporate.
Okay, thank you, Dan.
October 29th, then also check out fusion.net. They'll stream a lot of shit. But, you know, go on the website and request it in your area. Type in your zip code. There's like a war room.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. No, it actually does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
Yeah, listen.
No, that's the pitch they gave us.
I've been trying to get fucking HDNet back on Time Warner for a long time. It doesn't work.
All right.
Yeah, fucking mail into your governor. That changes shit.
Cuomo, don't do dick about cable.
Is Fios faster than Roadrunner?
Oh my God.
It is?
Oh my God.
Why did I think it wasn't?
Because you're a fucking pothead.
Hey.
Why do you keep blaming that on everything?
I don't know.
First off, man, it's a very derogatory term.
Are you a pothead?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But we don't call ourselves that.
Well.
We call ourselves marijuana enthusiasts.
Yeah, do you? I hope.
A medical
condition. I can't wait till you fucking.
Yeah, I have paranoia.
Yeah, I don't have paranoia. I have paranoia of being attacked by potheads, okay?
Everything with my back.
Yeah.
What?
He's got a sciatica.
Fuck both of you.
He's carrying around all that weight in the front. Oh. You think it's easy to walk around with this circus dick he's got?
I got
to
get my medicine.
Yeah.
I need my medicine. This is done.
Right. Kelly, read the ad. Read the ad before we go through the promo. I mean, the plugs.
Okay, so we've got Amazon.com. So if you want to buy anything online, maybe for Christmas.
Oh, fuck that one.
Okay.
I haven't got a fucking red dime from them.
Really? Well, what? It's at Riotcast.com and click on the Robert Kelly link at Riotcast.com. And we've got Gamefly.
Fuck that one, too.
Okay, and then we've got Tweaked Audio as well. Do we still like them?
Love Tweaked.
Okay, Tweaked Audio. Go to TweakedAudio.com, put in the code word DUDE. They're inexpensive headphones. You get 33% off when you put in the code word
DUDE. And don't worry about this. Check this out. Free shipping. So go to TweakedAudio.com right now. They got mic'd, non-mic'd, awesome, inexpensive headphones. Not cheap, inexpensive. I've got around 5 pairs. I love them because I can lose them, and they last a long time. And you know what? 33% off is unbelievable. So don't just buy one pair. That's like buying a
it's
stick.
It's quite a deal on headphones, I have to say.
It is. It's great. It's like buying a stick of gum. Buy a whole pack. Buy a couple packs. And you get free shipping and a lifetime limited warranty. TweakedAudio.com. Use the code word DUDE.
Put them in every hole on your body.
And there's also Hulu.com as well. There's a 2-week free trial as well if you go to HuluPlus.com/WM.
That's not the newest ad you got there, honey.
It's not?
Hey. No, you're supposed to have the new ad that
hey,
Rob sent you.
Cakes.
Oh, he sent me this today.
Listen in.
What?
I got this today, so.
Let me see.
Yeah, ditzy broad.
No.
Where is it?
The new copy came in this morning.
bend over for a spanking.
Right. Kelly, I'm sorry. I apologize to you. You're doing a great job tonight. All right, so I might throw you a hundo.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. Just fucking read the Hulu ad. No, read the Hulu ad.
People need to know.
I just patted Kelly's tit by accident. Did anybody see that? I went, read the Hulu ad, kid.
No. I was watching Kurt's Julius
the word
Strong.
Is hundy.
The world needs to know.
I got to read the ad.
Okay. So go to HuluPlus.com/WM and it's 2 weeks free trial.
What? HuluPlus.com what?
/WM.
What the fuck
so
is
you
that?
Get you get the extended.
What is /WM?
I don't know. That's just what's written here.
That doesn't, you fucking numbskull.
Oh, that's for the other.
Where?
Oh, I know what it is. It's for because I was sent one for another show.
You're a
this is
fucking.
The one I was given.
I mean, am I out of my mind, Dan?
Well, I don't have
this
one.
Bitch just read the. That's like reading the parentheses on a script. Where are you going? Turns what? His head.
He was for another show.
Come on, go.
Sorry, .com/YKWD. YKWD.
Read it again from the beginning. Guys, here's the Hulu Plus ad.
People need to know.
Have you guys checked out Hulu.com? Honest to God, Hulu Plus is really great. But I'll tell you why. Because you can watch it anytime, anywhere. On your TV, your computer, your tablet, your phone. $7.99 right now.
Per what?
$7.99 a month. That's it. And you get a 2-free-week trial from me to you, my fans. Kelly, how do they do that?
You just go to HuluPlus.com/YKWD. And there's also a link on the Riotcast page.
If you go to the Riotcast page, on my page, there you go. But YKWD lets them know I sent you. You understand that? So that's how it works. They know I sent you. I make a little cash. You guys get 2 weeks free, which is unbelievable. HuluPlus.com. Tell them some of the shows. Tell them some of the details of the shows.
We've got SNL's Seth Meyers and Moon Boy starring Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids.
Well, that's an original show right there, though. Let me tell you something.
People need to know.
They actually are producing original content, which I love these, because it's not just the fucking TV networks we know. Now these this company is actually producing shows, which I love.
Yeah, like Netflix.
It's another outlet, another opportunity for all of us. So what's the other show they
have? You get like Community and Family Guy.
What's the other show that they produce, though?
Orange is the New Black or something.
Oh, do they? Because I don't have it.
No, that's Netflix.
It's not written there.
Because I heard that's pretty good.
Other side.
Hulu have that.
You immediately start attacking it.
Okay, you can check out. It's not written here, guys, but I'll read it.
Sorry.
Okay. Fuck! I fucking hate her.
You put so much.
You
pressure.
Fucking. There's no pressure. It's in front of your face.
You've never read a treasure map before.
You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Awesome, starring SNL Seth Meyers, and Moon Boy, starring who? Read that.
I just read that.
You What's didn't read The Awesome.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
What's Moon Boy
I did.
About?
Oh, sorry. I apologize. Kelly, you're doing a great
don't
job.
Get Sometimes. Angry. It's okay.
I have one eye, Kelly.
No.
I don't know. I can't trust you with one eye.
I have two. I'll help you.
All right, you guys. Let's wrap this up. Thank you so much. All you people who donate, make sure you check out the newest show on the Riotcast Network. Nick DiPaolo has joined the Riot. I'm very excited. He's number 5 today on iTunes. I listened to the first episode. It was phenomenal. Oh. Classic Nick DiPaolo. I love it. So make sure you go. iTunes, subscribe and review. Leave a 5-star. Don't be an asshole and leave. Well, I left a 4 because shut the fuck up. You're not a reviewer.
Yeah, who do you think you are?
I'm gonna just bring hit 5 wars. And say awesome. What?
I want to bring Race Wars to here.
Good, let's do it.
Oh, yeah, I got three.
Get me a. You got 3 of them?
Yeah.
Send me the one of them so I can listen to it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Kurt. Kurt Metzger, what do you got?
I'm taping my Comedy Central hour. This I don't know when this airs, but
that's
this
great.
Saturday
they gave you an hour. They wouldn't give me an
I'm
hour.
I'm going.
Really? They wouldn't?
No, they wouldn't.
What is it?
Wow.
They really? Said my demographic. I don't hit their demographic.
I can't. I got spots.
That's what Comedy Central said to me. I've been in the business 20 years. I'm literally a professional. This is how I make my living through comedy. It's my day job is stand-up comedy, and I don't fucking whatever. But I'm happy for you.
Terrifying. I feel like that's something you would say.
No, I don't give a shit because I'm doing it anyways. I love it because you can't stop me, motherfuckers. I'm doing it fucking anyways. You don't want it? No, I'm kidding. They'll probably, they might buy it after I tape it.
We just need something.
You know what it was? I think
two-eyed comic right now.
Guys, yeah, we're looking more for the
people don't relate to eye patches. You're more.
No, I'm kidding. They did. They didn't want it, but you know, whatever. It is what it is. Wow. It is what it is.
That is weird.
I'm sure I'm taping anyway, so it doesn't matter. But I actually
love
those.
Following. I have to go through Comedy Central.
Yeah, dude. Comedy Central. Fucking whoever you do it. Good for you. When are you taping it?
Saturday.
What Saturday?
This Saturday.
This Saturday. Yeah. Fuck, this ain't coming up this Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Saturday is not, they're not going to hear this. Oh, so,
well,
what else do you got?
Well, watch it. Well, tell them to watch out. It when
I'm
it comes out.
I'm taping it and then it's going to come out.
Listen,
and
go.
Then Inside Amy Schumer season 2 will be coming out.
Make sure you watch that show. Amy's show is really funny. Yes. I'm so glad.
Yeah, she's good, man.
Not only this, though, but when your friend or someone you really like does a show or gets a show, you really hope that it's good.
Yeah.
Because if not, you're going to have to lie to their face.
Yeah. Mm.
It's
Soder's on it.
I'm in a sketch, but Kurt, I watched some of the sketches.
Yeah.
We watched like a run-through or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And holy fucking shit, there's some funny sketches this season.
Yeah.
And her show is great.
And Amy,
it really is
so
great.
Good.
She's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's fucking funny. Like, but
Kurt
her
writing for it his, with her?
All right, her stand-up is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's killing it right now. I mean, legitimately, I watched her at the Cellar a few weeks ago,
yeah,
and I was like, fucking, I was in tears. She's really great. So yeah, you're a writer on that show, yeah, so make sure you watch the show. When his special comes out, get on that fucking special. Buy the DVD.
White Precious, and it's called.
Is
what's
it?
It, what's
is
it called?
That what you call it?
White Precious.
That's
the name
great.
Of my special.
Dan, what do you got?
I'll be at the Arlington Draft House November 1st and 2nd. I'll be in Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh.
At the Comedy Attic.
Really?
Yeah. Bring up my I don't know, but I'll be there November 6th through the 8th.
Oh, I got a spot. I got to go downstairs.
Yeah, me too. What time are you? I'm 12:05.
Can I plug mine?
Yeah, you're out last, baby. Well, I'll let Kelly goes and then you go.
Okay, guys.
So, okay, Kelly, what do you got?
No, I've just got Underbelly. That's it. And my website, kellyfitzgerald.com.
Oh, my name's not Robert Downey Jr.
I know,
Jr.
But you tapped me when I was typing. But I'll go to Twitter as well. Yanis?
Kurt, thanks for doing the show, buddy.
Yeah. Levity Live, November 8th to the 10th, and then the Tampa Improv. I can't remember the dates. Just please go look at their website.
Tampa Improv. Make sure you go to Tampa Improv. If you haven't seen Giannis live or any of these guys live, you're a fucking idiot. So go check out Dan, Kurt, and Giannis.
That's it.
He's going to be at Levity Live, which is in Nyack. It's a great club. You guys, go to RobertKellyLive.com. If for all my dates, my Facebook, my Twitter, make sure you follow these guys, too. Kelly, Dan, Kurt, Giannis, follow them on Twitter. Support them. Let them know you heard them right here on the YKWD. You guys are the best fans in the world. I appreciate it. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Get more people into the podcast. And that's it, dudes. I'll see you later. You know what, dude?
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.